Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Okay, welcome again, everybody, to Saturday AM Live. Let's jump into things real quick. And can you, would you mind, and I missed your name.
Okay, first of all, my nickname is Cookie, and most people know that, but my legal name and my distributor name is Kathleen Baxter.
So Cookie, you were saying that you entered NECAN and you had a little hiccup in life known as, well, what the medical community describes it as Hodgkin's disease, which is very close to my heart because my wife's college roommate, when we were just first engaged, was dealing with that very same thing and had a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal results with the NECAN solution. So tell us your story in 60 seconds or less, if you can.
Okay, well, I had Hodgkin's stage 3 multicellular lymphoma, and it was all over my torso, and I was actually at my deathbed. And I had to undergo 8 months of serious chemotherapy. That was my only option. And when I finished, my body was exhausted because the more chemo you have, the more tired. And at that time, some church friends introduced me to, I met Barbara Bono, who's my upline, Barbara Bertuzzi. And she gave me a rollout and I said, I have to have this. And I talked to my parents and they helped me get it. I got this because I slept on the sleep system. And of course, that was the first time in maybe a year I felt really energetic and normal, so I knew it. I also have a master's in business, so when I heard the business plan, and I'm good with that, and, you know, it really made sense as a business, and I wanted to go global. And I was in it, and, of course, I had a lot of challenges, so I kind of went in and out of NECAN. And then I had thyroid stage 4. And I've had a lot of health issues because of a poor immune system and stuff, and the immunity has really helped me on numerous occasions where other medicines, you know, like antibiotics, the immunity is a pretty reliable product for me to help me when I get sick. So I love immunity and I love my sleep system and I'm sitting on my chair seat. I finally said I have it in my car, but I said sit in my recliner. I got to get one in the recliner. So I love the products and I always wear the necklace. I made more of an effort to get the magnet, but they really helped me because I've had such major health issues to stabilize and have a better quality of life.
Well, it sounds like, Cookie, as they say in the South, and if you've been around Vance Rogers at all for any length of time, I've been known to say this, and I learned it from my friends in the South, that so often that we overlook the great aspects of health until we start having a hiccup or two or three, and then it progresses to the point where, as they say, you know, you're a mess. And being able to admit that is the first step of growth of anything. And the beautiful thing about encountering NECAN solutions that, as you said, you know, with the sleep system, with that first encounter with the rollout and the immunity, and you just start adding these things that are literally, you know, God put here on the earth. We just, in our culture today, we haven't figured out how to extract them out. Well, NECAN has. And that's the beauty of what you're describing. And so, Cookie, I appreciate you sharing that with the rest of us, because what a great way to start the call. What a great way to kick off the new year. For those of you, this is your first time back on Saturday AM Live. And I want to, Cookie, if you don't mind pushing star 6 again and demuting your line, that'll help us get in underway here. And again, thank you for on the fly being completely impromptu. I really appreciate you sharing that, because I know you just blessed a whole mess of people. Those listening either live or via the recording, at given times of the weekend or this next week, really, really appreciate that. I want to jump right into things, topic at hand. And Barb, are you, on board? Okay, maybe,
Yes, there we go.
Okay. Well, we have a special treat for those of you listening, and I want to encourage you, if you've got pad and paper, if you're sitting and you're not driving, You know, if you're en route someplace and you got to get there, I'm not suggesting pull over to the side of the road to scribble some of these things down. But I don't even know where to start because my mind is racing with so many different things. And the topic today, the role of accountability. And I want to apologize for those of you who in the Rogers organization who may have just received my weekly email a few minutes ago. There were some issues with the Nikan email broadcast system last night, and I tried repeatedly to get that email out. It's my fault for procrastinating, but as I keep learning that, you know, the desires dictate my disciplines, or the desires dictate priorities, and so many things that I had lined up for yesterday. Well, we just had a slew of unexpected guests show up at our house, which were all good, but it altered my priorities in getting that email out, and I really am trying to get better in getting that out. The concept of accountability, that's what I really want to delve into, and Barbara Satterwhite, or Barb Satterwhite, or the Queen of Retail. I have so many different nicknames for my friend Barb, has agreed to jump on here and talk about this concept of accountability and the role that it plays in sharing Nikan with other people. And as we just heard Kuki share about her experience, she never made a medical claim. She never said that Nikan healed her of Hodgkin's or any of the other issues she was dealing with. She just simply said that, you know, we've been using it for years and it's really helped us out a bunch. And that's kind of how we have to be accountable in sharing our story with other people. And that's really what it comes down to. However, what I've discovered in my own life, and I know Barb would agree 100% emphatically, and so many others, that without accountability, there's no motivation for change. And whether it's the accountability of a speed limit on an interstate, depending on which state you live in and what the posted speed limit is, there's accountability, there's a structure in place to keep us on that interstate and in a safe speed. Or in a marriage, there's accountability in parenting, everything in life. There's accountability, there's structure, there's parameters that keep us on the path. And as long as we stay on that path, we're going to have not only the most fun, but we're going to have the most liberty. We're going to have the greatest amount of success. And before Barb and I jump into this conversation, you might want to scribble some of these percentages down. And again, if you're just jumping on the line a few minutes late, these are things that were shared yesterday by Nikan's president, Ben Woodward, to the Diamonds and Royal Diamonds in North America that chose very late notice in the week where we asked and invited to jump on a conference call with Ben. And it's something that since we've been Diamonds for the last 15 years, I don't believe, I could be wrong on this, but I don't believe there's ever been a accountability conference call with the president of Nikan geared in a format like this. And what I heard as Gisela Stevens and I were talking about it after the call was absolutely riveting. I'm sure my mom's on the line right now. I'm sure she would, you know, pipe in and agree that I've just never heard anything like this before. Dave Johnson, Herb Rapp, Barbara Bertucci, whose name has been mentioned already, Steve Bono. Four people that literally Ben Woodward called out and said, hey, okay, if I'm going to hold you accountable, if we're going to hold each other accountable, tell me what's going on in your group. Where are you at? And that's something that I would like for those of us listening right now, again, either live or via the recording, where are you at in your Nikan career? Where are you at in your Nikan? Whatever you want to put into this and whatever you want to call yourself as a wellness consultant, I believe those people who are on the line would identify themselves as serious about Nikan, and you want accountability. That's why you're even on the call listening. You're gathering information. You want some more intel to make yourself better at sharing Nikan with other people. So how does the role of accountability play into that? Well, let's look at it from the perspective, and I'm just going to throw some of these out real quick. And I think I'm not a numbers guy, but I think it's empowering when we understand the value of something like accountability. Where there's a lack of accountability, where there isn't, 83% of people across the board think they can do it better when there is no accountability in place. That if they're in a scenario or a situation and they're working underneath somebody else where there's no structure, 83% of people say, oh, I can do it better than they can. Which is it's a farce, because if there's structure, then they'll realize that, hey, we're all in this together. 63% will sit around and wait without doing anything if there's no accountability. 76% of people will just sit there and say, well, just tell me what you want me to do. If the vision's not made, if there's no accountability, if there's no structure, if there's no guidelines, 76% of people will just say, just sit there and say, tell me what you want me to do. And 85% will admit they didn't think they could change, or they would change, if there's no parameters in place, if there's no expectation in place. And this is daily, weekly, monthly. This is about goal setting, and that's across the board of what statistics play out. Now, let's look at it from a positive perspective. If there's accountability, this is what happens, again, across the board, and this is proven scientifically, statistically, 64% increase. So two-thirds increase when someone sees what needs to be done and they write it down. Okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to write it down. 64% increase when we write it down. 70, it increases by 6% more. 70% increase when we write it down and we put a date next to it. Either putting a date of today's date of when we're implementing it, or a target date of when it's going to come to pass. And so often over the years, we have learned in NECAN that by this date or before, I will be fill in the blank. Or I will have contacted, you know, so many people, or whatever, or I will share my story with this many people by this date or before. Here's the clincher for me. Second to the last percentage, 76% increase overall when accountability is introduced and implemented. So 3/4 more increase overall when accountability is introduced to the structure and to what we're doing. As I said before, desires dictate disciplines, or they dictate priorities. I learned from our pastor years ago that if we can put 3 or 4 letters together, it's an easier way to remember it. Desires dictate disciplines. And that's the way I wrote it down. Actually, I didn't even write it down that way. That's just the way I remembered it when I heard it. Desires dictate priorities. But desires will dictate the daily disciplines that we need to put in place. And here's one last percentage for you. We're talking about quality enrollment, and this is what Barb and I were talking about yesterday, and it's this week. We've been talking about it for the last couple months, and it really comes down to those of us who have been in NECAN, whether it be a week or a year, 10 years, 20 years, if we can identify ourselves as a quality enrollment, somebody who steps up to the plate and says, yep, I'm going to commit myself to getting on autoship because I got to have, you know, these basic fundamental nutritional building blocks, or I need to have a couple bracelets coming in every single month because I talk to people and that's an easy way for me to share NECAN with them. Whatever the case may be, when I joined autoship in August of 1995, yeah, almost 20 years ago, the sole reason for joining autoship for me is so we could get an extra 10% discount off the wholesale cost. I was needing and using these nutritional products anyways, and hey, why not save an extra 10%? So the, you know, if you run it right up to 100 points, well, that's going to cost $90 plus shipping and sales tax, and so you're looking at a $100 investment. That's step one of being a quality enrollment. Step two is making the commitment that I will introduce Meekin to a few other people so that my personal volume will be 500 points per month. And Barb, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What was your personal volume last month?
2,800.
2,800. Now, some of you just heard that and got scared to death, thought, oh my good gracious.
Actually, there were some other numbers there, but I know it was 2,800 and some.
2,800. Denny and Shaw Rogers' personal volume was $1,660. Julie Tara, Royal Diamond, her personal volume was over 1,300. Ours was just over 1,000. Regardless of where it is and what it was, can we target that amount of 500 and set an example and say, this is what I'm committing to do? Here's the number statistically, last percentage that I'm going to share, and then we're just going to talk about the role of accountability. If 25% of your existing organization, wellness consultants, not customers, but if 25% of your organization this month, in the month of January, in the next 3 weeks, or maybe they've already done it, if 25% of them will commit to becoming a quality enrollment, your volume will double. Just like that. So if you want to see a double in your commission, or you want to see a double in your volume, 25%. Is all it'll take to say, yep, I'm going to step up to the plate and become a quality enrollment. The benefits for that, look at the Rising Star program that was just introduced 6 days ago, 5 days ago. Look at the perks associated with that. Free renewal, free shipping on any one order, name recognition on the website and at the next Meekin national event. So there's all kinds of perks for doing what we should be doing anyway. And this is what it's all about. Number one, deciding to be a quality enrollment. And then number two, encouraging people and organizations to do the same. It's never about selling. It's about sharing. Barb, when we look at accountability, I know that for some of us that we are our own best source of accountability, but that's not always the case for everyone. Where do you draw your greatest source of accountability?
Well, I'm going to have to confess here, Vance, because either you were confused or I misunderstood. My focus today was going to be on what new incentives I want to do for in-homes, but
that's exactly what I wanted you to share about. So how do you get creative and focus on new incentives for in-homes? What holds you accountable to do that? Why?
Well, it's a good point, but I mean, the accountability is an issue, or not an issue, it's obviously a good thing. And I think, so to really answer you, what holds me accountable is my own just plain desire and enthusiasm over what we have.
Okay. And that goes back to, for people who are not familiar with your story, your dad. I mean, in being able to prolong a quality of life when you first were introduced to Meekin, and you've seen that time and time and time and time again down through your organization of people's lives who have been dramatically, completely improved or altered in such a way. And that produces that desire, and you keep sharing it. What do you do when I don't want to go that direction. I want to go more of a positive spin. When you talk about desire as your greatest source of accountability to share with other people, you've been a top retailer in over the years in Meekin, and that's a lot of what being a quality enrollment is all about, is 2,800 personal volume last month. Give us an example of where some of that volume came from.
Well, obviously, customers, and it's interesting because in December, where, you know, we didn't know what was coming out in January, maybe had I known that, I would have waited till January to put some of the customers in, but I just have people that contact me. I have regular customers that are on authorship under me because they just want product, and I have a lot of customers that just will call me and want to order periodically. So they're now registered as customers, and it's very simple, but when I think about it, and well, a perfect example, and so much of what's happening as I'm thinking about everything, it's that patience, being patient with people. I have a cousin who just contacted me, I think the 23rd of December or something, and 2 years ago, I'd given her a power chip. She picked me up in Bangor and drove me through the border as I was going home, and we don't see each other much. She lives in Las Vegas but spends the summer in Maine. And because she was hurting, I just gave her a power chip. And that was at least 2 years ago, so she just gives me a call and says, that power chip you gave me, or that little magnet you gave me, I need it because Bob's using it, and I need one for myself. So anyway, that turned out to a call where I ended up talking to her about 10-4, about the CM cream, about the power chips, so she got all of it. So what's so fun is, realistically, people that I've talked to or relatives that I've mentioned to years ago will pop up. But what's really fun with Nikin now is we have so much more than the one thing I might have told them about back then.
And you figured out how to navigate through that and then just listen to where people are at and the encounters that we have in life. Say, hey, have you thought about this? Jim Hartman and I were discussing this the other day. Jim is a silver just up the road from you who is going to enjoy the humans being more experienced next weekend there in Richmond. And he said, you know, Barb has a way of asking questions of people or in the mode of the conversation, making them literally want to draw out or want to, or causing them to realize that they really do need, it's not necessarily a want, but they really do need more of what Nikin has to offer. And in your interaction with your cousin just now, you just said it's about being patient.
Well, it's not only that. It's being patient, meaning you don't want to push something on somebody, which initially I did because you're so passionate about it all. But and thank you, Jim, by the way, because I'm not sure. I guess I'm flattered that he picked that up about me, but What's so fun now is that you don't have, it shouldn't be my agenda. I mean, when I really wanted to tell my cousin about this, it's because I wanted her to get the most help. So it's not about I want to sell to her. It's about, wow, I have something that can help. So if you lead from the heart and you lead from their need, then it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. It's never about really, and if here we are at this crossroads in asking people, Steve Bono shared yesterday that he said, right now I've got so far already, you know, 9 days into January, I've got 30 of my leaders who have committed to becoming part of Team Kaizen. And I went, whoa, that's either he's got this massive organization or he's got a lot of serious people. But either way, so we have to break that down and say, okay, what is that? Where do we start with that? Well, first, we commit to becoming a quality enrollment ourselves. And once we make that commitment, as you're talking, Barb, the desire and the passion for wanting to share Nikin with other people, it's not about I have to do this, this, and this to get that 500 points personally. It's I want to. It really does become a passionate desire because of the solutions that we have to offer, which in turn allows us to help more people, leading from the heart. And give us an example of, like you did an in-home Thursday night, and you put together a fun, how would I describe it, as a promotion, kind of a breakdown that if you show up to the meeting, we're going to give you a roll-up. If you show up to the meeting and want to order, we're going to give you this much of a discount. And you had it all broken down, fitting perfectly into wanting to attract customers so that we can in turn take advantage of Nikan's customer incentive program. That's a year-long campaign. Bob, would you encourage people to spend 6 days, 6 weeks studying this customer appreciation program? Is it really that difficult the way it's written up?
Oh, it's not difficult at all.
Okay, and I'm being very, very...
It's like I said a year ago when they did the Two for the Win, this is a no-brainer. This is so easy because, and what I love about what Ben Woodward has done with the whole idea of the quality enrollment, get on a $100 autoship and find four other customers so that you have your 400 or your 500 total. So think about it. A lot of people want to be customers. They love, people love our products. If you can get in front of people, once you get in front of people, they love the products. So the whole idea is to get in front of more people. And so it's done, I mean, we've done in-homes for years, but we've never had what I call incentives. Although I have to say, back when we first talked about in-homes with Dave Stolzis, and we were into that initiation of what we called an in-home, and I can remember, I don't think most of us did it, but he suggested that if somebody has an in-home, they get a Mag Boy or a pair of insoles. But anyway, so I was thinking about that, and what really made me think about trying something different with this is many of you probably have been to a lot of, quote, in-home parties. I don't like the term party, and I've never used it for the NECAN events, but a lot of these network marketing companies do very well with their, quote, home parties. So mine's always about energy, so I called it an energy party.
Bob, your disdain for that word is probably as strong, if not greater, or maybe mine disdain is greater, that term. Let me just throw a quick fact out here. A Mary Kay party, for example, and I don't know if these statistics are worldwide or just in Europe, but Ogman Berger, who's a Royal Diamond and Nikan, shared this, that the average Mary Kay distributor, they generate $500 in sales at an in-home party with an average of 3 customers.
See, there, okay, that's just feeding into what I'm thinking. So I just kind of swallowed that pride or whatever and said, I'll call it a party. And I may call it a gathering, but the point is, what really got my attention, because the people that were going to be coming to this, I had been to some of their friends and their, what, Norwex. Norwex is a antimicrobial or antibacterial cleaning cloths and whatnot. And I've gone to those because of a friend, a nurse friend about a year ago, and then subsequently to others because their friends have one, but also their wonderful products. So if you can get people in front of wonderful products, they're going to buy them. So if they see the value, and that's not hard to do with Nikan. So when I thought about this, but all of those parties, quote, provide incentives. Okay, so then I thought, okay, how can we easily do this and book it around or use the concept of the quality enrollment, the 500, et cetera. So if you come to the party, you automatically can schedule to have your magnetic massage. And I always give guests a sample of CM cream before they leave. If you order because of the party that night, you will get 10% off. But if you agree to host a party, you will get 20% off of your order. So that was my incentive for people to, because everybody's loving the product. Now,
so let me break that down for those who either didn't write it down or can't grab hold of that as quickly as you just shared it. Anybody who shows up, they're going to walk out with a sample of CM cream, and a lot of times it's just as fun, if not better, to crack it open and say, are you dealing with something right now? or have a tube of the sebum cream handy and say, you got, anybody got a shoulder, back, neck issue? Let's just rub a little bit of that on that, and the instantaneous results for most people are quite astounding. But you're going to hook them up with that, and then, as you said, schedule a time to give them a rollout, because a lot of people don't, maybe they can't stay that night or that afternoon, depending on when you do it. But if they decide to right up off the bat order, and you say, well, look at, you can either register yourself as a customer. Here's the website. Here's my ID number. Or give me your name, address, phone, and email, and I'll put you in the system, and then you'll get an email from Nikan, and you can go ahead and order. Take a look at everything we have to offer on the product offering. But if you order tonight, you're going to get a 10% discount, and I'll give you the code for that, if that's your decision. Now, if you want to go ahead and commit right now to hosting one of these gatherings, just like what we're doing, do you put a time frame on that, like this month, Barb, or in the next 6 months? Or?
Well, there's a little twist to it. First of all, I always use the cream in my presentation, so you're right. I mean, they always know it's going to be great, so when they have it, they know they're going out with something really good. But because this is the first time, and we just did it Thursday night, we had 5 guests, all of them were engaged. Well, let me back up. So my idea was, offer them 10% if they place an order, 20% if they agree to host. And my initial thing was to say host this month. I didn't say that Thursday night. I just threw it out, if you agree to host. But I'm going to be calling everybody back, so I'll follow up with that. But 20%. And then if you agree to host, when you call me to schedule to host a party, then I'm going to say to you, if at your party you do $100 yourself on auto ship with our nutritionals and get $400 in retail sales, I will pay for your enrollment. Therefore, you'll be able to get your products at 20% off and be able to do more.
So you're breaking, I'm breaking this down, and I'm not writing this down. I'm just looking at it in my head going, okay, free rollout if nothing else. Sample the same cream goes with that. 10% discount if you order tonight. 20% if you agree to host a party. And then take it one step further. Free enrollment. $60 is waived if you commit to getting on AutoShip, which again, as I said earlier in the call, when I joined AutoShip almost 20 years ago, it was just solely to get a 10% discount. Now there are so many other perks associated with that. But you'll pay for the enrollment that they get on AutoShip and make that commitment to be what we call a quality enrollment.
Right.
I mean, this is a really fun formula, and I know what's going to happen is people are going to say, Vance, I wasn't able to write that down, but just go in progression. You know, as people step up to the plate, the more they commit to, the more that we're willing to contribute. And you know, Barb, do you think that $60 out of your pocket paying for their consultantship, do you think that's going to pay off in the long run?
Well, the point is, again, I'm not saying this is the way everybody should do this, and there's probably some really cons to it. One of the things I had to think about was I had 3 other distributors coming, and they had guests. So I emailed them about my idea and wanted to know if they agreed with it, because if their guests wanted to purchase, it would be their sale. And again, I'm playing with this. I'm not saying it's the end result, but it just hit me as, wow, like you said, the Mary Kay's, they get an average of 500 in every party. Well, how hard would it be to have 4 guests do 100?
Well, and again, if we want to compare apples to apples, which Nikan Solutions to Mary Kay Cosmetics, and as I said to people before, look at, if the barn needs painting, paint the barn, okay? But I don't wear makeup. It's not a big factor for me, and neither does my lovely bride of, 19 and a half years. A little bit is great, but some people, they really enjoy it, and that's an attractive thing for them. So to spend $500 between 3 people, that's what, $165 a person on makeup that is going to change the outward appearance, but it really is it going to get to a core issue of what somebody's dealing with, like what our solution can deal with. But again, I don't know what Mary Kay's target market is, but I know our target market, as I learned from my dad a long time ago, is if they've got a heartbeat, if they're breathing, they can enjoy the benefits of what Nikan has to offer. I mean, that's our target market.
Well, let me say that the thing that's so critical is to get in front of people, because we know, for instance, the five that came, at least two or three of them had never heard of any of this. They were all engaged. I mean, I really, and my goal, which I didn't meet, was to make it quick, easy, you know, but we ended up, it was 2 hours, because people just, because people stayed around talking. But the fun part was, it was the other consultants giving their stories, sharing. It was just the most perfect scenario to introduce NECAN. And, this is the other thing I did, which I haven't really done in the past, because I learned this at the, quote, Norwex parties. Everybody is given a catalog and a, like an order form immediately, so they could write down what they need and want. So I got my catalogs out, and I took, remember the retail order?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have never used them hardly, and I have two or three of them sitting around, so I took those, separated them out, and just stapled duplicate, and put one in each catalog. And the other thing about those retail sales slips, they don't have a place for credit card, and they don't have a place for email, so I wrote those on there, put them in the catalog. So instead of giving lots of literature out, I just gave them a catalog with their form. Well, what didn't happen at my little party, but it does happen at the Norwich party, is you don't leave until you've filled out what you want. So people were very interested in things and asking questions. But it's tough, if you think about it. It's tough when you've heard all of what you're going to hear about NECAN to decide what you need or want. And I could tell that everybody was engaged. They all wanted the catalog. They all listened. And so everybody left without doing any orders. But the key here is with everything, the follow-up. So I emailed everybody the next day thanking them for coming. I guess I made some sort of a statement about hopefully it was beneficial to you and you're thinking of people that could benefit. Once you determine what you would like to order, contact me so I can help you. What I said to all of them, I said, you know, when you know what you're going to be looking at getting, call me, because I can help you, you know, go through and figure out what's the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's as clear cut, and maybe I'm wrong, and I'm open to suggestions. It's not as clear cut that you got to place an order that night.
Well, Bob, you've hit on so many different things, and I think you raised a lot of questions in my mind of, okay, you know, we can target to go into an in-home party or a gathering of people or even an appointment with a couple or an individual and say, you know, I want to, you know, target a goal of an hour. And all of a sudden, hour and a half, 2 hours later, because of the questions, because of the attractiveness of what NECAN has to offer, that you start sharing stories, or especially if you have consultants. I would encourage people right now that if it's been a while since you've hosted in home or you've done one, I would encourage you to start with the sheep that you've already gathered into your flock. And what I mean by that if you have customers or you have consultants, start with them. Ask them if they've looked at NECAN's website in the last 2-3 weeks or the last month. Ask them if they understand what the concept of a quality enrollment is. Ask them if they've seen, you know, because all that information is there, and it does not. The reason I asked Barb a few minutes ago, does it take 6 hours, 6 weeks, 6 days to digest the customer appreciation program? No. It's very clear cut. It's very simple. The sales department has produced an awesome one-page flyer that just shows exactly what the perks are for us as consultants. You register to customers who don't both do 100 points, a $100 order, once and done, not an auto ship. It can be an auto ship, but one-time order. If we do that two at a time, then we're going to receive 50 NECAN reward dollars the 15th of the following month. That's the fun part for us. I've already offered to every single customer or potential customer that I've talked to this week, hey, anytime you order any 100-point increment, I'm going to give you a free power chip because Nikon's going to give me, you know, this much free product. So take a look at this and really, you know, we've got to connect them with Nikon, but more important, as Barb, what you just said, it's the follow-up, the follow-up, the follow-up. That's what I kept hearing over and over and over from Ben Woodward to Diamonds and Royal Diamonds yesterday. It's the follow-up, the follow-up, follow-up. But again, that starts with connecting with people. If we don't, the most crucial thing is the change, what we're implementing right now, isn't converting to results. It's all for naught. So it comes back down to accountability. It comes back down to looking at the mentorship program, which we've dabbled on, or if we touched on these things. But if you're really serious about Nikon, find a mentor, find somebody in your upline, preferably it needs to be in your upline, a diamond or above. Contact them and say, will you, can you, I need you to be my mentor. There are a slew of mentorship calls that are already scheduled. Most of them are for Monday nights. Tap into one of these, but look at doing that. But Barb, I know for you, and I know for several people in your organization who have already committed to being a quality enrollment, that's where it starts for us as wellness consultants. Some of us are already doing that, but that's where it starts. And Barb, how many on your team right now have committed to being a quality enrollment?
Three.
Okay. And I just
emailed out yesterday. An email broadcast to everybody asking them to let me know because, you know, you're never sure if people are reading what's going on, and I just kind of summarized and put the links in there for everybody, mainly because I thought it was my obligation that they hear from me about this and that I'm interested in knowing if they're wanting to have a mentor. So we'll see.
Yeah, and that's I think the greatest thing is that as we model this, it's not about do as I say, not as I'm doing. It's about just follow my lead. We're going to make mistakes. And I love the fact because I have people that I communicate with on a regular basis. Sandy Martin in Fremont, Ohio is one. She said, Vance, this has been a hard cry for years. How do we demonstrate and show people Nikon and not take 2 hours?
Yeah, that's a challenge.
When we have so many things to offer.
But I tell you what I do is I base it around, and I'm going to still fine-tune it, but it's all about energy, and then we talk energy and do the demonstrations with all the vital areas.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep, nutrition, water, air. Of course, you go into magnets. The problem is, because of our products and all the neat stories we have, you really... It's hard to do short and sweet, but what you want, though, is the engagement. Now, what I did differently, too, this time was nutrition, and that's always show the energy difference with nutrition, but instead of just doing one item, like I would normally do, Lisa Hazelgrove, who's a wonderful silver in my organization, helped me with this evening, and she's very knowledgeable about the nutritionals, so I just had everybody then come to the kitchen, and we had all the nutritionals out. So that she could, you know, describe a little bit about them, but energy test people with them, talk about that. We even do something, and I've done this when I do at a health food store once a month, I do, it's all about energy, and when I come to nutrition, I buy an organic apple and a non-organic apple, and then I have Siaga there. So, and I have a packet of sugar, so I can strength test with all of them. So, it's really fun, and what you're finding is, obviously, it's so new to people. But what my point is the reason I wanted to end with nutrition and the reason it took longer is I wanted everybody to have a big picture of what we have nutritionally because that's where your authorship base comes from.
And that's one of the crucial factors. And when you talk about energy tests, this is a foreign concept to a lot of people, but the simplicity of it is you take an organic apple and a non-organic apple, and as we've learned from the wonderful folks at Healthy Child, Healthy World, is that an average apple that's non-organic can have as many as 48 chemicals, pesticides, and herbicides in it. That's just on average, a non-organic apple. So when you energy test people with that, what is it that you're doing? Can you describe that in a few seconds here, just so people have an understanding of how simple and how fun and easy it is?
Well, if people aren't familiar, just doing an energy test, I'd do the simplest is putting your thumb to your little finger and you strength test somebody, do a baseline to see how strong they are. Then I'll take a packet of sugar and have them hold it in the other hand and they'll totally be weakened. And I explain, that's just because your body doesn't like sugar, so you're weak with it. It means your body doesn't want it. Doesn't mean you're going to stop eating it, but it's just telling you that it's not good for you. So when you take and then don't even show them which apple is which. You just do an apple and I'm real strong on that. Do the other apple and they're weak. Because the non-organic apple, they'll be weak. Now, let me back up. Everybody, when they arrive to the in-home, and this has always been what we've done, is they get a glass of water. And we keep trying to refill their glass with water. So hydration's so important, but all the other magnetics and your strength testing will work even better when you're hydrated. So we can do food, and then you can do, the other thing we did, we let people taste the KVB, we let people taste the Siaga, and then strength test with it as well. I've always carried a bottle of Centrum because it's so bad, but people think that, you know, if you listen to the TV, that Centrum's going to cure your bone disease, your heart disease, your everything. So I don't even show them what it is. I just let them hold it and see how weak they are.
And people can see that in a matter of seconds. Again, this is not voodoo magic. This is not, it's weird science. It's just simple, simple kinesiology and how the body responds and how it works. And I can't stress that enough, that as Ben shared on the kickoff call, I believe it was on the kickoff call, I'm looking back at my notes, is that what is it that Niken's best at? What is it that Niken is known for? Well, I think the biggest thing is that, bottom line is, we have solutions that change people's lives. This is not about makeup. This is not about a candle to make your house smell better. This is not, I mean, I could go through all the list of all the other typical home gathering parties. This is not about food storage containers. Okay, this is serious stuff here. And I'm not trying to be lighthearted about it, but at the same time, I'm looking at it going, wow. And this is really, really life-altering. And Barb, you know, just if we just took the last year of people that you, because of the Thorntons, because of Lisa, that you've been in front of, that you've been able to introduce to Niken, and the lives that have been changed as a result. That's the desire that dictates the disciplines that we need to have, and we should have, that we should want to have. Just a couple housekeeping things really quick. And Barb, I really, really appreciate you taking this much of your time to share this, because I know how empowering it will be for people who want to step out and say, yeah, I want to really ramp things up here. If you're not familiar with everything and some of the things that we've mentioned, if you go to the Information Center on Niken's website and just go down to the overview, you'll see new Niken is here. It's on the left-hand side. It's right there in their featured news, and it's got the feng shui stack of rocks. Isn't that called feng shui when they stack the rocks up? I think that's what that's called. But the new Niken is here. That's what you're looking for. It's in the Information Center in the overview, or you can simply double-click on the Information Center tab, and you'll see it right there. New Niken is here, and when you click on that, you'll see everything that some of the things that we've mentioned, really focusing in on the quality enrollment and what's available and the mentorship program. Three short videos. I cannot encourage and challenge you enough to take advantage of these, because you'll really be up to speed. Barb mentioned new products. And Barb, thank you for doing that, because otherwise I would have completely forgot. This is what I can tell you, and this is all I know, all right? So those of you who stayed on to the end, that the best is yet to come, or as I've learned from Ben, that if it's not working out in the, it'll always work out in the end. And if it's not working out, then it's not the end yet. But the best is yet to come. The best, can we save this for the last part? A 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from this weekend, a new nutritional product will be introduced at the Eagle Expo in Logan, Utah. So if you're going to take that event in, well, you get to be privy, front and center, and see that right from. I'm going to guess it'll be introduced on the website sometime that weekend, so be looking for that. I don't have a clue what it is. Don't try and call me or text me or email and say, Vance, come on, just let me in on a little secret. I don't know. That's all I know. What I'm telling you is that's it. Also, sometime this month, and I'm going right back to my notes, a clothing product. Okay, that's what I have written down. That's all I can tell you. A clothing product will be coming sometime in January. Is it, drum roll please, is it the Far and Fred Long Johns coming back? I don't know. So I would love to say yes, emphatically, 100%. That's what we can hold out for. I don't know. I'm not going to get so excited because what if it's simply a pair of socks? All right. Then we'll be severely disappointed. But we can hope and believe, and, you know, we'll have to wait and see if that's what it is. But all I know is what I've been told. A clothing product is coming in January. It's currently in the Long Beach, at the Long Beach Harbor, the docks, in the containers. It's sitting there waiting for customs clearance. And sometime soon, this month in January, wait for the details. The reason why I'm sharing that with you and the reason that why I know Barb brought it up, it's a great leveraging tool for talking to people when we're reconnecting with them. Like in Barb's case with her cousin, she started 2 years ago with the power chip and in a conversation, well, you ought to see what we have now. Wow, if you think that power chip, that one little tiny, you know, $25 magnet is exciting, wait till you see what we have now. And that's what it really gets to be fun in going back to the existing people that are already part of our organization saying, hey, you got to check out the new Neken. Have you seen yet? Let me email you a couple links. Or when you're on the website, and I really want to encourage you to do this sooner rather than later, because there's just a lot to take advantage of. And I wish everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, I wish you could have heard what I got to hear yesterday with the diamonds and the royal diamonds in North America. So many of them, and the response that's taking place right now, it's not just the energy, but the commitment level of so many people saying, yes, I'm in. I am 100% in. Count me in. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to ramp up my business. I'm ready to ramp up sharing this gift that I've been giving, or this gift that I've been given. And that's really what it's all about. We have to make the decision for ourselves. Quit making excuses. What we've adopted this year, Stacy came up with the phrase last week, no butt talk. Instead of no back talk, no butt talk. B-U-T-T. Okay? Don't talk out of your butt. And I know I'm being crass, and some of you are going, wow, that's a little harsh with kids. Well, if you're a parent or a grandparent, you don't want to have back talk. When you say something, you want it to be heard and followed up on. You know, Daddy, can I have this? No. No butt talk. Let's eliminate the excuses and just make a decision that, hey, we're going to do some things differently this year. Let's just eliminate, well, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough this. Let's just eliminate that. The I think, the maybe, the probablys. All the other issues that continue to hold us back, if we eliminate those, it's going to change everything. And one last note, and Barb, you might have a final comment that you want to throw in here as well. I just want to let everybody know that next Saturday, several of the people that are on the line are going to be taking in Humans Being More in Richmond, Virginia. I will be taking it into Tacoma, Washington. I'm so excited. It's been way too long since I've taken in Humans Being More. And however, a week from today, CJ McCarthy is going to be with us. Her story in a nutshell is, a car accident that was labeled the results as just a whiplash. 30 years old, and she's on 8 different medications. Her liver started to shut down, chronic exhaustion, her whole entire body on top of her liver shutting down, her body was starting to shut down. and she discovered Nikin. And wait till you hear the rest of it. She works in the arena of social work, and it's a phenomenal story. But CJ will be with us next Saturday sharing her story. And then from that point forward, the call, Saturday AM Live, it's going to take a different turn. I really want to focus and help people understand the role of accountability, the role that mentoring plays in all this, and being able to share what's working and all that good stuff. So, Barb, any other thoughts that having...
Yeah, I have a couple things I want to make sure. One of my reasons for doing what I did with incentives was I was talking with Bodhi Craney about all this, and so I have to give him credit for also giving me some ideas. And also I want people to know you don't have to do what I did by any means, and maybe doing the $60 enrollment is too much for people, but create something. The thing I have to say, though, when you go and these other, in fact, I need to check this out, but when you host an Olex party, you get significant product in significant dollar amounts, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know how that's done, but the point is that people are incentivized to host. And the whole goal here is just to get in front of people. The other principle here is people will do things for friends. That you go to these parties just because it's a friend a lot of times. So that's why you want their friends coming to their place. And then you're also getting it in another home, et cetera. So there's a lot of things that can flow from this. So I just wanted to, and I'm very open to any ideas. If anybody wants to shoot me an email or call me, I'd love to have any feedback.
Bob, give your email real quick.
Real quick. BarbSatterwhite@gmail.com. That's Satterwhite, SatterWhite.
BarbSatterwhite@gmail.com. Pretty simple. So again, Barb, thank you so much for sharing. This is all part of getting out there, making that commitment to be a quality enrollment. Again, if 25% of our existing organization jumped up to the plate and said, yep, I'm going to do this, and I'm absolutely loving the people already who have made that commitment to see where their volumes are at already, just 10 days into the month. We still got 3 full weeks of January left. I mean, it's a new year. People are making resolutions. People are saying, yep, this year it's going to be different. I'm going to make a change. Let's empower them to implement that change. Let's really give them some tools. And again, Nikin, as the biggest tool, is really what it all comes down to. But I'm available. So please, if there's anything that we can do, don't hesitate. Our email, vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS. 995@gmail.com. And please email me if there's something that we can do as your upline, or if we're not in your upline, I can help connect you with your upline to get a mentor specifically that's a diamond or above in your organization. And there's a lot of them out there. It's just sometimes we don't know how close we are connected to them. But I really want to encourage you to do that. I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting, but one of the, yes, go ahead, real quick. Oh, I guess there was not a question there. But you have to make a decision, and Dave Johnson said this best yesterday. He said, we have to make a decision. Our desires dictate our priorities, or our desires dictate our discipline. We have to make the decision of what we want out of Nikin. And if we're not getting as much out of it, well, maybe we're not putting as much into it. So we need to make those decisions. We need to make that change. And I'm totally preaching to myself here, because there's some things, as a member of Team Kaizen, I want to be a member next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. But I don't want to be a member without wonderful people like Barb Satterwhite and Gisela Stevens and Jim Hartman and Nancy Gosman. And, you know, I can go on and on down the list. There's so many of you that I want to be at that Nikin leadership experience with people that we get to enjoy and do life with. And that's what it's all about to me. It's, hey, okay, we're already going in 3 weeks to the Bahamas at Nikin's expense. What's the leadership experience going to be for the next group of Team Kaizen members? Well, I don't know. But I want to do it with a bunch of other people. And it starts as being a quality enrollment. That's what it really, what it all boils down to. So, please, connect with me if there's anything that I can do. Connect with what's on the website. Please don't wait for that magic bullet or for this next product to be introduced. Make a decision now and let's get started. Let's have some fun with it. And, let's just really go out there and have fun sharing the gift of Nikan with other people, and the ideas and the creativity will start to flow. So, have a great weekend, everybody. Again, don't forget, next weekend, CJ McCarthy. And as always, if you know somebody that can benefit from any of the people that have been on Saturday AM Live, or if you've got some consultants that you think would benefit from listening to what Barb shared this morning, www.saturdayamlive.com. Saturdayamlive.com is the website. There's a ton of other stuff posted there. And if you weren't able to download the income earnings potential sheet based on what happens when we implement quality enrollments, I will do my best to see if Steve can reformat that spreadsheet and get it up on the website as well. I've already gotten a couple emails from people that said I couldn't download it. So that's the way it was sent to me, so I apologize. That's just the way it is. I think that's it. So I got to run. Our 16-year-old starts driver's education this morning, and today is Parents' Day, so we get to go, and yay, pray for us, because another young person is out there driving, scaring all the rest of us on the road. Have a great weekend, everybody. I look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning, if not before. Thanks again, Barb.
Thank you.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.